1 o'clock hour here on a Monday game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Been talked as this the NBA dust finishes settling. You know what's interesting is all of a sudden, you know, there's been a lot of jokes. Guy heard Gary give the one first. Is like, you know, NBA has almost become NBA Jam because it's all duos. You know what I mean? Like, it's all NBA. Like, I almost feel like that video game has to make a comeback now. Seriously.
I'm in.
Video game has to make a comeback.
You know? He's on fire.
That there was boom shakalaka. Couldn't you be like Bill Clinton? In the, there was like codes you could be to like.
Yeah.
Made no sense. Like, I want to be Bill Clinton in NBA Jam. Like, what? But that's how it is. All these duos. And you wonder, like, okay, is because for a while there was like a period where it was like, you got to have a big three. That's the new blueprint, a big three. But you know what's crazy if you think about it? Big three success, not as roaring as you think. Boston's big three, one title. Miami's big three, two titles in 4 years, and it took an all-time clutch three from Ray Allen to get to two.
Yeah.
I mean, an all-time offensive rebound from Bosch, kick out, toe tap, whap from Ray. I mean, even Golden State with Kevin Durant. Yes, two titles in 3 years. But, bro, it was sneaky closer than you'd think to being one title. Because 2018 Western Conference Finals could have easily lost it. If Chris Paul doesn't tear his hammy, they would have lost. And then, obviously, they lost this year because of all the injuries. That's part of it. So it's funny, all of a sudden, stop and think about, like, big three success. Like, not as roaring as you would think. And I think there is an element of, okay, so why are all of a sudden NBA going to more of these duos? Well, there's a lot. I mean, every situation has a reality of cap and salary and all that. You know what I mean? It's not like a baseball where there is no salary cap or anything. But I think a part of it is, I think a lot of the players now, and it's largely because of social media and 24 hours being accessible and news talk and sports radio and First Take and all that stuff. I think these players are super concerned and hyper aware of three things. Narratives, their perception, and their legacy. And I think, right or wrong, unfortunately or not, a lot of decisions are made with those things top of mind for players now. And I think some people look at how Chris Bosh and Kevin Love got somewhat marginalized being the third wheel. And some go, I don't want to be the third wheel. Because you know what I was thinking about? It's not totally the same. Let me describe someone to you. Big man, really good player in the league, puts up amazing numbers, super good, one of the best players in the league. He's just on a bad franchise. Who am I talking about? Am I talking about Anthony Davis? Or am I talking about Kevin Love when he was with Minnesota? Or am I talking about Chris Bosh when he was with Toronto?
Or DeMarcus Cousins.
Or DeMarcus, like,
Sacramento. So,
right? Like, Anthony Davis isn't the first cat that's come along like, really good player just needs a change of scenery. They said the same thing about Kevin Love. They said the same thing about Chris Bosh. They said the same thing about a lot of these dudes. And so I think there are some players that look at how Chris Bosh and Kevin Love got somewhat marginalized. And then I think some of the guys also look at how Kevin Durant got ripped for hopping on board. And I think free agents are like, nope, no thanks. I mean, I wonder if on some level there was an element of Kawhi that was like, I don't think Kawhi, I think the guy that would ultimately gotten marginalized was Anthony Davis if Kawhi would have joined the Lakers. But it's interesting when all of a sudden you think about like the NBA's duos now, and you wonder why. I think there's something to that. I really do. I really, really do. Speaking of the NBA, like we talked about Chris Paul pulling his hamstring and all that. Like when all is said and done, I wonder what the legacy and career of like Chris Paul will be like.
You know what? I had the same question because in my head, I'm always like, who's going to retire your jersey? Like,
yeah, as a great, is he a Clipper? Is he a Rocket? Is he like
a Pelican?
A Pelican? Like, honestly, his legacy might be, I think when, because you end up thinking in like bullet points on guys. You're like Malone, pick and roll, Utah, losses to Jordan. For Paul, it might be crazy trades, injured in bad times, and kind of a chemistry killer at times. Because think about it. He has two pretty big what-ifs in his career. The David Stern block trade. What if he goes to LA and joins Kobe? And then the 2018 Western Conference Finals, where if he wouldn't have pulled his hammy. And again, what contender is going to take him? Is he worth taking with, first of all, that contract is like, oh my goodness, with the age and the injuries, and he's clearly not the easiest guy to get along with. And doesn't he kind of strike you as a, he strikes me as a guy that's going to be like that bitter former player. You ever being around that bitter for like, because I feel like he's going to have a whole bunch of like, bunch of excuses and anger towards a lot of people. Some legit, some not. I just wonder when all the dust settles, like what's the book on, or what's the legacy on a guy like Chris Paul? What is it? Speaking of legacies, I went to Hamilton this weekend, obviously the hit musical. You know what's so interesting about Hamilton is, so I was doing a lot of observing at the demographics of who was at the show over the weekend in Chicago. And I wonder, if I had to put a percentage on the amount of people that probably listen to rap and like hip hop that were at the show enjoying Hamilton. Like I bet like less than 5% of the crowd actually likes hip hop.
Wow.
That would be my guess. So it's kind of weird that like there's a genre of music where, or that there's a play that's all based in a genre of music that I don't know if a lot of people like that genre. Like I don't like super duper heavy metal. I can get down with just about any kind of music, seriously. But super duper heavy, I can't get down with it.
Would you be surprised if I told you one of my favorite bands has that?
I can't get into that. I can get into just about anything but that.
Okay, go on.
And if there was a play that was really good, but it was all based to like heavy metal, I just feel like I couldn't get over the fact that I don't like that music. But clearly there's been something about Hamilton and the story and how it's constructed that even if you don't like rap, you can get into it. Which is interesting. It's hard to do.
100%.
It's really hard to do. But I was a guy that when I sat down with it, I was nervous that this was getting built up. And you ever get nervous about sitting down for something that's getting built up into something that's like the bar is getting set too high? I was like, this cannot live up to it. It was really good, man. Really, really good. Really good. 402-951-1620. All right, 20 minutes away from Verse. Got a thought? Hit me up. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Game time. Yeah.